Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Pleasure to have you here. Happy holidays for all listening live right now. It's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, December 9th, 2021, in the thrust of the holiday season. Thanks for being with us for this episode. We've got an extraordinary guest joining us here on the program. Gay Life Coach Giselle Wallace is with us. She's a certified life coach and author who specializes in helping individuals in the LGBTQ community to lead an authentic life. She says her focus is assisting anyone who needs help navigating through life, whether they're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, whatever it may be. She's a certified life coach and author to be there for people who don't know how to navigate through these challenges, because this shouldn't be something you have to go through alone. Giselle was inspired to become a life coach through her own spiritual journey and process of healing. Even as a child, she said she knew she was attracted to women. She just didn't have a name for it. It was her grandmother who revealed to her that she was gay, and she wasn't happy about it. As an African-American lesbian woman, Giselle says it was hard for her growing up because she wasn't accepted, even by those who loved her. Giselle would eventually come out at the age of 26, said, "I'm a lesbian. It took me years to accept that word." It was emotional, liberating at the same time. Today, she says she's living in peace and truth as a lesbian woman of color. She works with LGBTQ people who have an array of experiences, such as a few other clients who once, you know, were open about being lesbian, gay, or bisexual, but eventually they went back into the closet. Giselle works with heterosexual people who have lesbian and gay parents. She's the author of She's a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis, which was published this past May of 2021. Her website is www.GiselleWallace.com. We'll mention that again during the show. I'll spell it out for you, too. It's GiselleWallace.com, GiselleWallace.com. Our very special guest coming to us live on Close Up Radio today from Arlington, Texas. Giselle, welcome to the program. Happy holidays to you, and it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jim Masters. It's an honor to be here. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here as well. You know, your story is very moving and empowering and inspiring. I'd love to go back in time a little bit and talk a little bit more about some of the inspiration that did point you in the direction of doing this work, becoming a life coach, really through your own spiritual journey and process of healing, right?
Yes, absolutely. I never imagined that life coach would be the profession I would be in, and I love the profession. It started when I was a child. I was very innocent. I also was very aware of who I was, and I knew I was attracted to women. However, I learned very quickly that it was not acceptable to be lesbian in my household, and I had to actually conform, you know, to fit in and protect myself. It took years for me to be able to be myself, and with all that I've learned, all that I've experienced, it led to me learning more about who I am, learning more about lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people. And I wanted to write, and I wrote my first book, She a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis, to reach people and teach people that homosexuality, your sexual orientation, or your gender identity is not something that you decided upon. It's not something that you chose. However, homophobia and abuse, that is a choice, and we can choose to live better lives. And I really enjoy being a life coach to reach and inspire people to be better.
Isn't that wonderful? From your own experience and your own journey, you're paying it forward. You're celebrating others, and you're guiding others, and you're inspiring others, which is a very beautiful thing, a wonderful thing that you're doing, Giselle. You know, it's so profound because it really starts with the great decision to say, I am me, I embrace me and everything about me. And I would imagine it's difficult when the people who love you most and know you best don't know how to respond to it. Sometimes I think that's what probably shocks people the most. They're thinking the public at large would have some sort of the response of some kind. But oftentimes it's those that you know the closest and have known the longest that don't know how to necessarily react to news that either they didn't expect or they consider shocking or whatever their definitions are. That can be an interesting road to hoe, right? Dealing with the loved ones and friends and the closest who are not really necessarily throwing their arms open.
Yes, I agree. It seems pretty ironic, and it's interesting that you say what you said, because I mentioned, as you read earlier, about me not recognizing or having a word for being gay at the time because I was a child. And the interesting thing is I did not have to actually come out. I was, in a sense, outed by my grandmother, because my grandmother knew very early that I was a lesbian, and it was communicated to me very young. And that's how I learned that being who I was not acceptable. Now, I do not believe that personally. I always felt comfortable with who I am. However, in order to please whoever my loved ones were, people at church, if I was at school, or as I got older when I started working, like my first job, by that time I learned very well how to hide who I was. I pretended like I didn't admit or say I'm heterosexual or I'm straight. I just behaved in that way. So it was a way of being conformed to my environment, to be accepted, to survive. And after the years of going through that, it was very challenging. It was very taxing on my life. And I just knew that there was something better for me. I couldn't imagine continuing to live on in that way. I was very tired of the facade.
Yeah, right. I guess sort of an image that you hold up, but then eventually it wears on you and you're not living your authentic, true self. You know, you share this in the book too, She's a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis. Tell us about the book and some of the inspirations for writing the book. What was that process like for you? I'd imagine, obviously, definitely emotional and sort of riveting in many different ways, and a journey and a process for you too, right?
Yes. My experience with writing She a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis initially started out with me doing research. I decided I wanted to learn why it was wrong to be gay. And I studied the history of the church in its relationship with homosexuality. I studied also spirituality. I studied religion. I studied groups of people in different parts of the world. I learned about different people's experiences. And just personally, I met people who were lesbian or gay or bisexual, and I learned from them and their experiences. I've also had the experience of dating women and knowing what it's like to be in a same-sex relationship. So I have a lot of experience and insight on being gay and how the world views you and how the world sees you. So all of that information I decided to put in a book, and that's how She a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis came about. It's a book about my experience, but it's also a book teaching you about the history of homosexuality. It's teaching you about the church and its relationship. And you'd be surprised how many people do not know about the history of homosexuality. You may learn a little bit in school. They teach you in history class about the Greek and Roman culture. For example, the Romans were the Roman men were primarily considered homosexual, and they didn't even use that verbiage homosexual. That's actually a fairly new term that originated in 1973. And one thing that always never settled with me is when I was in church and the word homosexual was in the Bible, I was like, this surely is not a biblical word, and it's not. It's actually a man-made term that originally started in 1973. And a lot of the verbiage and the way people describe sexuality is inaccurate. And so it was very important for me to study for myself. And that's how it was confirmed to me that who I am is completely fine. It's nothing wrong with me. It's nothing wrong with sexual orientation. Sexual orientation is it's on a continuum. It's fluid. It's very diverse. And I believe people should have the opportunity to learn about themselves, express themselves, and be themselves. I think our sexualities are very colorful and pertinent. Whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, queer, we all are important, and our sexualities are very crucial to us living a fruitful and healthy life. And I just want to share that information with anyone. It can be anyone that can read the book. I think anyone could find themselves in the book. It's a book of lessons, and it's a book of me being myself, expressing myself, and having the opportunity to really reach people who struggle with being themselves.
You're African-American. You're a woman, lesbian. Some would say it's not easy to be any of those three, and you're all three. How does that add a unique perspective, if it does, to your experience, to your story? What I think it does is it makes you so relatable to people in a very authentic way. You can relate to their experiences. Your experiences might not mimic theirs and theirs yours, but there's a relatability, a resilience, an understanding of the human condition, I think, that is quite beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Well, I will definitely agree that being a black woman, African-American, being a woman, and being a lesbian is a very complex experience. And many people do not consider black women to be lesbians. We kind of are in this construct. It's viewed as a construct as we're all heterosexual. We all have husbands or boyfriends or mothers, you know, have children, and we're still heterosexual. However, in the black culture, the family unit is very important. It's valued. And in a sense, it looks at being a lesbian or gay as a way of downplaying or destroying the black family unit. And so, therefore, if you do not fit in the construct of a male and female relationship or male and female marriage, then you're outside of what is considered acceptable or normal. And that is very hard to overcome because the majority wants you to be heterosexual. The majority wants you to be in a relationship with a man. And as far as being a woman, when it comes to your sexuality and also when it comes to just your gender as a woman, in many times we're considered to be in a submissive role, and we're supposed to have a leader, which would be a male in our life. And if a male figure, a male spouse is not in your life as a woman, then in a sense you're not considered complete. You're still missing part of the picture. However, I think that being single is a very important aspect of your life. You have to be single in order to be an individual. And what I mean by being an individual, you have to be your own unique self. And you really don't find yourself until you experience being single, being a person who has experienced their life and knows what they want without having to rely or depend on another person. So it really has a lot to do with people considering a family unit, a family structure, being a heterosexual construct. And when you defy that, it's frowned upon and people don't understand it. But you can be single, you can be African American, black, you can be a woman, and you can be a lesbian, you can be bisexual and still be very happy and satisfied with your life. However, people don't take the time to understand or ask questions to learn about your life and your experience because they are one-track minded. They haven't broadened their horizons to understand there's other people and other experiences that are just as equal and important as their lives.
That's so true, right? It's, you know, it really makes total sense. I would imagine, you know, coming out is hard enough. There's a whole other world of challenges that await you after you embrace your identity. So there's the part one of, you know, letting people know, and then there's a whole other world of these various challenges that are just waiting at the door.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's very difficult coming out repeatedly. And when you come out, well, in my experience, I was outed. And there's more information. I was outed more than once, and that information is in my book. You will learn more about those details. And so when you're outed, just to explain, that means somebody else exposes your sexual orientation without your permission. And that makes your life even more difficult because now you're vulnerable to other vicious attacks from people who you didn't actually invite or welcome into your situation, your story. And I was very young. I was a child. When I say a child, I was under 12 years old experiencing this. And it went on into my teenage years, on up to my adult years. It took me to the age of 26 to actually admit that I was a lesbian and come out. So that was when I came out myself, 26 years old. But 26 years of experiencing being outed and not being able to be me, myself, it was very difficult. It was very harsh. I had to unlearn everything. And I don't regret my experiences because it makes me who I am today.
What was the inspiration for you that inspired you to take that step and let the world know? Was it time you felt comfortable? Were people urging you to? What was it for you that got you to say, you know what, this is the time and I'm going to do it now?
That's a great question. I actually really go into detail about it in my book, She a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis, but it was actually it was a supernatural experience. And what I mean is it wasn't anyone who told me to come out and be myself. I really didn't have anyone who was supportive. I didn't have anyone who said, I accept you. There were people who, the situation was people already knew I was gay because I was outed. I just didn't talk about it. I didn't discuss it. And the reason I didn't do it is because it was going to put me in a situation where life would be even harder. I remember having family members telling me, when you go to school, when you go to work, don't talk about you being a lesbian. So everywhere I went, I didn't talk about it because I didn't want to experience more pain. But it was to a point where it was so unbearable just hiding and holding all of that in. I had a supernatural moment where I heard from the Lord, and at that point I knew I could not go on in that direction. And I decided, why should I not be myself and everybody else can be themselves? That's not good. That's not good for me, and it's not good for everyone else. Because sometimes when people, even if they don't accept you and even though they don't understand you, sometimes when you come out and you be yourself, that can help change a person's perspective. It can.
Right.
And I had to do that for myself. And whoever else it helps, that's who I do it for.
Yes. That's a beautiful thing, too, to, you know, think of it in that way, helping people and wanting to, you know, inspire them in that way. And that's what it all comes down to, right? Being yourself, who has the permission to be themselves and who doesn't. Everybody has the permission to be themselves.
That is so true. And the crazy part was everybody around me was being themselves, but I couldn't be myself.
Mm. Right.
And yeah. I had no issue with them being themselves. I had an issue with, for one, starting with me, choosing not to be myself, allowing other people to dictate how I live my life. But sometimes you have to conform to a certain period to protect yourself. So I'm referring to my childhood and my teenage years, because you have to do your best to get by. But at some point, you have to be your own boss. You have to rule your own life. And that's what I knew I needed to do. And that's why I made that choice to be myself.
To be yourself, right. Let's talk a bit about some of the clients. What brings them to you in the first place? And what are they generally reaching out to you for? And again, that can be a variety of things, not just one size fits all cookie cutter. But tell us about the clients and some of the things that they struggle with and how you're able to help them.
My clients, they are diverse. Primarily, I service lesbian, gay, or bisexual people. I do have transgender clients as well, and there's people who identify as queer. I'm very accepting however you identify yourself. And some of my clients are actually out, meaning everyone is aware of their sexual orientation. They're very comfortable with their sexual orientation, but they just want support, general advice about, for example, their relationships. They may be in a romantic partnership, and they just want general support, advice, and guidance. Sometimes people just want to talk about things that another person who is lesbian or gay can relate to, and I'm here for them. There are more complex issues where some people, even though they accept themselves, they may have family or friends who don't accept them. They have to kind of live a double life where they have to pretend to be one person with their family and friends, and they're themselves with whoever else that they mesh well with. And they try to navigate that process because it's very challenging and difficult for them. And there's clients who were once out, and they are now in the closet because their life was a little bit too harsh, and they're not sure how to be themselves, and they need help and guidance. They need direction, and I'm there for them in that regard as well. So many of them experience different experiences, and some of them are out. Some of them choose not to be out. The main goal is to focus on what their objective is, and I, you know, provide a pathway, a plan for them to reach point A to point B. And they're free to reach out to me, you know, whenever they need to. I provide a coaching service that is virtual. We do not have to meet in person if that is not your preference. And you can be safe at home, you know, and having a coaching session with me. That's what it's about, is being there for you. I want to be there for them because I know what it's like to not have anyone there for me. And I want to make life a little bit more smoother for the LGBTQ community.
That's wonderful. Good stuff, really. You're so dedicated and committed to the work. And there's a community of people out there waiting to embrace you, right?
I sure hope so. I'm ready to embrace them.
And you're ready to embrace them. We have maybe about a minute and a half left. I don't know if you have a quick story maybe you can share of someone that you've worked with. Obviously, we wouldn't give the name, but maybe an example of the work where you really were able to help them, and they're happy and they're content, and they're living a full life as a result.
Yes. I would say I spoke to a young lady who was in a relationship, and the relationship was very good. It was a same-sex gender relationship partnership, and the lady was struggling because she actually was in love with two women at the same time. And the reason why she sought advice from me is because she was trying to decide who would be the best partner for her. And the end of our discussion, I ultimately wanted this young lady to understand that it was about her. It was about what she wanted, who she is, and not about the two other women that she loved, because the other two people could decide they don't want to be in a relationship with you. But at the end of the day, you will always have a relationship with yourself.
Right, exactly.
And your first relationship is with you. You have to know who you are and what you want. And I let her know, I think you already know who you want based on our conversation. And what was important to me is to make sure that she had a clear understanding, a clear path of what kind of relationship she wanted, and that was how that worked out for her.
Beautiful. The book is She's a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis, and the website GiselleWallace.com. That's GiselleWallace.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Giselle, and being so open and real and authentic, sharing your story with us. And we encourage folks to make contact with you. And thank you so much for your time, and wish you a beautiful holiday season. And hopefully we'll chat some more down the line. It'd be a pleasure. Still there?
Hello?
All right. Yep, you're there. We were just thanking you for being with us here on the show.
Thank you very much. I had a great time, and I'm so thankful to be here. And I hope everyone that is listening will take the time to consider themselves, because you are important, you are valuable, and your life means everything.
Absolutely right. Again, Giselle is the author of She, a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis. It was published May of 2021. And people can find the book, I imagine, Amazon and other places as well, and through your website.
She, a Lesbian, Finding My Identity in Genesis. You can actually order the book from Amazon.com. You can also go on my website at GiselleWallace.com on the book page and order there as well.
Fantastic. Good stuff. All right. Thanks for joining us again. It was a real pleasure. And hopefully we'll chat some more down the line and keep up the amazing work you're doing. And best of the holiday season to you and yours, Giselle. And thanks for being with us on this episode of Close Up Radio. And I thank the audience for joining us as well. This episode has been recorded in full, so you can hear the entire episode as well and share the link with those you think would benefit from the conversation. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio just for you. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.